This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I remember the very first time that I went to Hajj. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to go to Hajj many times. And it was the day of Arafah, and I had this brother that was with me. And we set out to get this perfect spot so that as soon as Dhuhr came in, we'd be able to pray and make dua for the entire day. And then subhanAllah, just as the day starts and just as the time comes in, he breaks down crying and he goes, "I don't know if I can do this, man." And I said, "What do you mean, I don't know if I can do this?" And he said, "I've just done too much for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me." And I told him, "You really think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you to this moment, on this day, at this time, to not forgive you?" And that's one of the tricks of shaitan, that he not only tells you that you're not worthy, but he causes you especially to miss out on the best days of the year by not realizing the tremendous opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just put in front of you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There is no day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees more people from the fire of hell than the day of Arafah. Wa innahu layadnu azza wa jal." And he continues to draw closer and closer subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thumma yubahi bihimul malaika. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to the angels and he says, "Ma arada ha'ula." What is it that these servants want from me? SubhanAllah, this is obviously best manifested on the day of Arafah at Arafah. But Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he says, "Al-itq min al-nar," the freedom from the fire that the Prophet ﷺ is talking about, is li jami' al-muslimin, for all of the Muslims. It is not restricted to the place of Arafah, as the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not restricted to a place. This is the greatest day of the year for every single believer, and it marks the initial day of decree where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stood us all before him and all of us were pure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us this opportunity to go back to that purity so long as we acknowledge the original covenant with him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want you to think about all the du'as that you want to make today. And all of those du'as are good, inshallah ta'ala, so long as the ask is good. But there should be no greater desire on this day than to be amongst al-utaqa, to be amongst those that are freed from the fire. And there's this beautiful scene of Hakim ibn Hizam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the nephew of Khadija, radiallahu anha, where he comes and he stands on the day of Arafah, and he frees 100 slaves. And I just want you to think about the scene of 100 people being freed from slavery. And he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the people are crying, and he says, "Hatha kulluhu lillah." Oh Allah, this is all for you as we seek to be freed from the fire. And subhanAllah, as the people see him and as the people are crying, some of them said, "Rabbana hatha abduk qad a'taqa abiduk wa nahnu abiduk fa'atiqna." Oh Allah, this is your slave, and he has freed your slaves, and we are all your slaves. So free us all, oh Allah, from the fire. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that laysa fil ardi yawmun illa walillahi fihi utaqa, that there isn't a single day of the year except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees some people from the fire. And this is very important, by the way, in Ramadan and in Dhul Hijjah, that it's not that these days are the only days, or those nights are the only nights in which you could be redeemed. It's not that you have to wait for Laylatul Qadr or wait for the day of Arafah. It's that these are the times in which there are more people that are freed, more people that are forgiven than any other time of the year. And he said, there is no day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not free people from the fire. And he says, and there is no day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees more people from the fire than the day of Arafah. So he says, so continue to say on this day, Allahumma a'tiq raqabati minan nar wa awsi' li min ar-rizq al-halal wasrif 'anni fasaqat al-jinn wal-ins. O Allah, free my neck from the fire and bestow upon me plentiful permissible sustenance and remove from me the evil of jinn and man. This is the day in which the main thing you want is that this is freed from the fire, just as that day in which you stood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are my Lord and I want to come home. I want to come back to Jannah for which I was created bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, where my father Adam alayhi salam originated from. So let's look through this day and let's look through that dua bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And if you think about the confidence and the certainty that you're supposed to have in your dua, that's on any day that you should have that certainty. What about this day of Arafah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Khayru du'a'i du'a'u yawmi Arafah." That the best dua is the dua of the day of Arafah. So the Prophet ﷺ said, any dua on this day, this is the best day of dua, period. And then he said, and the best of what I and the prophets before me have said is La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is no God but Allah. He has no partner. To him belongs the dominion. To him all praise is due. And he is able to do all things. Now, subhanAllah, we spoke earlier with Musa alayhi salam and his describing his weakness in front of Allah. And we called that wasful hal. That's what the ulama mentioned, is presenting your own weakness, presenting your own vulnerability. What's even greater than that is acknowledging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and affirming that greatness. And sometimes that is sufficient of a dua. And when those two things go together, then those are the best and most blessed of du'as. And so on Laylatul Qadr, the best du'a is, Allahumma innaka afuun. O Allah, you are the one who forgives. Tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. Fa'afu anni. So forgive me. So you're acknowledging and affirming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and his love to forgive. Because guess what? You didn't get to legislate Laylatul Qadr upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us the gift of Laylatul Qadr. And you did not get to legislate Arafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the gift of Arafah. So in the same spirit, all you do is you affirm that original covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do the rest. It's not even as much about asking as knowing the one that you are asking. And when you turn towards him and you say, oh Allah, you love to forgive, how could the one who loves to forgive then look at you at that day when you're crying before him, when you're saying La ilaha illallah, when your tears are pouring out, when your heart is broken, and when you are looking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete desperation, yet complete certainty, how could it be that a person leave this day saying these words and not be amongst the forgiven? And I want to give you one more scene, subhanAllah. It's one of my favorite narrations of the day of Arafah. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, he said, I went to Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, on the day of Arafah. And I saw him as he was kneeling upon his knees and his eyes were flowing with tears. So imagine walking up to one of the greatest scholars in the world, and you are one of the greatest scholars of the world too. And you see him on the day of Arafah, and he is on his knees and he is bawling as he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I called out to him and I said, Man aswa'u hadha al-jam'i hala? Who is the person who is in the worst state in this gathering? Like with all of this happening, and he can see the connection that Sufyan has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day of Arafah, when we're making these du'as and we're calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the person in the worst state? And he said, the person in the worst state is الَّذِي يَظُنُّ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ لَهُ. The one who thinks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive him. That's the person who's in the worst state. If with all of this, you don't have a good assumption of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is misery. Know the one that you're calling upon, and then the du'as will flow. And know that no one will be guided to make dua on this day and fast this day and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surely will give them something greater than he gives them anyway, because your Lord is always available to you and your Lord is always willing to forgive you.
Allahumma a'tiq raqabati minan nar وأوسع لي من الرزق الحلال واصرف عني فسقط الجن والإنس لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.